We're at 56 degrees in West Bend and joined on the phone this morning by Andrew Carlton, our former Kewaskum High School student reporter, who is in his first semester of college at UW La Crosse, except not at the moment. Morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
Hey, it's good to talk to you again. How you been?
Not exactly living the dream, but I'm trying to get there.
Yeah. So you are actually, you're actually back in Kewaskum, back at home.
I am back at home currently, yes.
And you're back at home because?
So the rising cases at UW La Crosse is why I'm back at home, including myself.
So you actually tested positive for COVID-19. So,
yeah, I did, and I really wasn't nervous about the test until the person, or like the people next to our dorm, not our dorm, but our room, tested positive. They came over and were like, hey, we just tested positive. And we're like, well, shoot, then our test results will probably be positive as well. And we got them back, and they were positive. And unfortunately, it meant quarantining in the dorms for 2 weeks. But after talking with my mom, she ended up wanting me home just because felt that I was safer there and not putting anyone else at risk. So I'm at home right now, not really many symptoms. I don't really feel any different. I'd say more of my mental health has been affected than anything, than my physical health. And obviously it varies from person to person, but I would say my mental health has been the one getting kind of toyed with currently.
Right. Well, because I mean, you went off to college and didn't even knowing about the coronavirus and so on.
Right.
This isn't what you expected.
Yeah. I mean, obviously it's not what you hope for. It's not what you expect, but you kind of got to live and learn. La Crosse is enforcing more policy as we go. We are all, UW La Crosse switched to completely online for 2 weeks here. So you could either stay in the dorms and work on homework and go to class, or you could go home and just go through online lectures. So everyone's got to be online for 2 weeks, and we'll see how that pans out. Hopefully the cases will start to drop and we'll be able to go back in 2 weeks.
Right. We should remind people who may not remember that your mom is a nurse practitioner.
Yes, correct.
So you've got a little advantage there.
Yes, I have the upper edge.
So this has just been kind of, were you in, which dorm are you in?
I'm in Coat Hall, the one that got quarantined right away.
Ah, that was the one, yeah.
That is the big freshman dorm, and I think the first day, about 30% of our dorm was positive. So that was kind of a big alarming thing to our chancellor, as well as just about everyone on campus. Like, well, we should probably do something about this. And they did right away, put our dorm on lockdown for 2 weeks, and everyone else was still kind of free, willing to wear masks around campus and go like work out on campus and go really do whatever you want. And then I think two or three days later, they're like, oh no, it's not just Coat Hall. It's a lot of people on campus and a lot of dorms. So we're not just going to send students into Wentz Hall, which is like the quarantine dorm. We're just going to have to go all online, shut it down for 2 weeks, and reevaluate from there.
Right. And it's an interesting thing. I mean, and it's not just UW La Crosse. Madison, of course, has done the same thing. And they're still debating there whether or not they're going to just close the dorms and send everybody home for a while, which would be kind of interesting. I just saw that one of the dorms in Marquette is now under quarantine. So this is kind of what's happening as we go through this with the college kids. Now you said you're pretty much physically asymptomatic at this point.
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, I just have some cold symptoms. So at times I'll get a dry cough and like I wake up with a little congestion. But other than that, I mean, it's really not too bad in younger kids like myself.
Well, in you know, who are generally in pretty good health. Just,
right.
So I'm sure that, you know, you're going to go through this just fine. You know, you just got to keep the good mental attitude and, you know, don't watch, you know, depressing things on cable while you're at home.
Exactly.
So, so it'll be interesting to see how the distance learning goes for a couple of weeks. And
yeah, that's what I'll, keep up on. At least I learn a lot better while we're like in person, face to face, getting like directions and talking to my professor or teacher. I really don't prefer online, but consequently, that's the way it's got to be. So we'll see how that works out. I'm going to try to stay on top of things at home, stay positive, and see how it goes.
Yeah. Well, hey, I appreciate you taking time out to share with us. You know, what do you have any kind of advice for folks about getting tested or anything else?
Honestly, I wouldn't have got tested if it wasn't for like our dorm going on lockdown, and they kind of like forced us to get tested, and I didn't have any symptoms at the time, and I was like, well, this is kind of pointless for me. I really shouldn't get tested. And my test results came back positive, so I was a little confused just because I was asymptomatic at the time. Now I have very minor symptoms, but you never really know if you have it in some younger people. So I guess if you have some mild symptoms, getting tested really isn't the worst thing, just because you can then prevent the spread. But honestly, I don't really have any tips on getting tested if you're not feeling well, if you're, I don't know, if you have any of the symptoms, make sure you quarantine, isolate, and if you're to the point where it's very unhealthy, then you should probably get tested.
All right. Sounds good. Hey, feel better. Keep in touch and let me know how it's going, all right?
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right, great. Thanks, Andrew.